South Africa is ready to deal with a monkeypox outbreak should one occur, said the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, NICD, in a briefing on Wednesday. The institute said there were no suspected or confirmed cases of monkeypox in South Africa to date. Outbreaks of the virus have occurred in several European countries, in the United States, Canada, and Australia. There are more than 200 confirmed and suspected cases, but no recorded fatalities yet. Dr. Jacqueline Veyer of the NICD's Center for Emerging Zoonotic and Parasitic Diseases explains what steps have been taken to prepare the South African public health system for monkeypox cases or outbreaks.
So steps have already been taken to increase, and we continue to take those steps as the international outbreak develops, of course. We are increasing vigilance and awareness in our healthcare workers. So we are equipping them with tools to help them to identify these cases and then to work with all the different role players within the public health sphere to deal with any cases if we would have those. So we are also giving guidance for response to suspected cases. How are we going to deal with it step by step? And then also guidelines for healthcare workers on how they would go about managing any confirmed cases if there would be the need to do that. We also have an established laboratory capacity at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases so that we can very quickly test any suspected cases and either exclude monkeypox virus disease or confirm it so that the public health responses to prevent further transmission of the virus in South Africa can be employed swiftly. So the NICD serves as a referral laboratory. Laboratories across the country, either from private or from the state facilities, have established ways to send samples to the NICD. This is routine for us, so we can really, from any corner of the country, investigate cases very quickly.
Monkeypox is said to be similar to smallpox, but less severe and less infectious. The virus is classified as a zoonotic virus, meaning it is transmitted between species from animals to humans. According to the NICD, the outbreak is globally the largest outbreak of the disease in non-endemic locations. The virus is largely endemic to West and Central Africa in countries such as the DRC, Nigeria, and Cameroon. Panic over a possible outbreak in South Africa is heightening as the country, like many others, is still battling the COVID-19 pandemic. As we live in a time of huge vaccine rollouts globally, many people have questioned if a similar approach should be taken to curb the spread of monkeypox. According to Veya, a more classical containment approach should be taken rather than vaccination, adding there is now no commercial vaccine available for the virus.
When we look at vaccination, so currently there are no commercial vaccines available for monkeypox per se. But what we do know is that because we've got a history of vaccination against smallpox, and that the smallpox vaccine being up to 85% cross-protective for monkeypox, so these are viruses that are very closely related, there would be some level of residual immunity in persons that were previously vaccinated for smallpox. Now, across the globe, most countries stopped smallpox vaccination by 1980, and in South Africa, that's the same. So you will expect people that are 40 years and older to have been vaccinated for smallpox and to have some sort of residual memory immunity that could assist with tolerating a monkeypox virus infection. So even there are vaccines available internationally, again, not commercially. These vaccines are kept in stockpiles, and the access and the use of these vaccines are currently not clear. So I'm sure that the policy on the use of that vaccination, if it would be deemed important in the management of the current outbreak, would be shared in the coming days. From my own opinion, with the way that the outbreak is developing, I am somebody that always promotes vaccination, but in this instance, I think we can move quicker to bring the outbreak under control internationally, but also if we would have cases in South Africa, by just doing the classical containment approach for outbreak, I think we can move quicker through contact tracing, monitoring, and isolation of cases than we would with vaccination in this particular instance and in this particular outbreak.
The NICD says the current multinational outbreak is linked to international travel, with community-based spreading. Research has found that some of the reported cases have been linked to large gatherings which were considered as super spreader events. When asked if closing South Africa's borders would be an effective way to curb the virus, Bayer advised against this, saying no travel bans or embargoes were implemented by those affected by the outbreak, and that such measures would have great economic implications.
Internationally, there's been no travel embargoes or any countries closing their borders because of monkeypox. And maybe this is not the best example, but I'm going to use the Ebola example. So it was a massive outbreak of Ebola, a highly fatal infection within West Africa. During the 3 years that that outbreak was ongoing, we didn't close our borders and we didn't have a case. But we were prepared to deal with it if it would come our way. A handful of cases were exported, and we had no cases in South Africa. And it really, the outbreak largely remained within West Africa. It tells you a little bit about how the virus behaves and how it's being transmitted. And it's the same for monkeypox. So with monkeypox, it's not a virus that's highly transmissible. It's not like COVID-19 at all. And then maybe just another thought on the closing of borders. I think we're all acutely aware of the economic and the social impacts of such a decision. And I think it's always almost like a cost-benefit discussion that one needs to have. Even if we would have one case or two cases of monkeypox, our system would deal with that. And the cost of that would not be the same than closing the borders even for 1 day. So I think one needs to weigh up the risks and the benefits of the situation in a objective way.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.